Welcome to the Microsoft Industry Experiences Team Podcast. I'm your host, David Starr, and in this series, you will hear from leaders across various industries discussing the impact of digital disruption and innovation, sharing how they've used Azure to transform their business. You can find our team online at aka.ms/INDXP or on Twitter at IndustryXP. Hello, listeners. Today, we're going to be talking Internet of Things, primarily with Joe Byron, who's Chief Technology Officer for Internet of Things Technology at PTC. In this role, he oversees product strategy and technical architecture of their core ThingWorx IoT platform, analytics, connectivity, and application development tools, all these things for industrial IT. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me. That intro sounds really cool. I'd like to meet this Joe guy.
Yeah, he does sound like he gets a lot done, doesn't he?
Yeah, don't let it fool you.
Also joining us today is Diego Tamburini, the Principal Industry Lead for Azure Manufacturing in the Microsoft Industry Experience Team. Diego, welcome.
Thank you, David. Great to be in your podcast.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking IoT and industrial applications, as we mentioned, the changes these technologies drive, the role Azure played in PTC's solution, and emerging technologies in the industrial or IoT space. We'll get there in just a bit. First, Joe, I'd ask you, can you tell us a little bit about PTC, Internet of Things, and your mission in the IoT space?
Yeah, you bet. So PTC's general mission is to help customers that are in the business of creating products, designing and manufacturing products, and operating products and machinery in the course of doing what I like to call the grown-up work that actually moves the world. So our customers have enjoyed, historically, the original PTC products were CAD design tools, a product called ProEngineer, which launched in the mid-80s. We now call that PTC Creo, PTC Windchill, which is a product lifecycle management system for managing bill of materials, the project rollout schedule, the design phases of products, and so forth. So for a very long time, PTC has served these product manufacturing companies in the design of their products. So using digital tools to design what will become a physical production-ready product. But about 4 or 5 years ago, as the IoT was becoming sort of a macro trend in technology, PTC got the brainwave that we could really help our customers with the full life cycle of their products, not just in the design phase, but also in the servicing of those products as they're deployed in the field, as operators of those products use the products in the course of doing their important work, and even in the manufacturing cycle of producing the products themselves. So we got on a tear of developing the ThingWorx platform, which is an IoT platform. We often refer to it as an industrial innovation platform. So this helps us bridge the gap between the design phases when a product begins its life in a digital world, help it become a physical product. So using IoT and analytics to aid in the construction, efficient manufacturing process for manufacturing the products. And then as the product transitions into its useful life, or it's put into the field, it's put into service, so to speak, we can help our customers, be they the product manufacturers themselves or the operators of the products, better service, maintain, and get the most useful life from the products. I said products a lot there. That's why we're a product lifecycle management company.
I'm very compelled by the idea that built into your platform, it sounds like you have what amounts to almost a project management capability that leads to putting your assets in place and the devices that you're helping build.
Yeah, that's right. So, we think of a complete circle of a product's life cycle. Designing. Designing means using the CAD tool to design the physical structure of the product. Managing the project of rolling out this project as a new product introduction. Collaborating with the design engineers and the manufacturing engineers on, okay, we designed this thing, how are we going to build it? So translating the bill of materials from design to the bill of materials for manufacturing. And that's the category of what we classically call product lifecycle management. But then our ThingWorx platform helps those same customers with the efficient manufacturing of the product itself. So IoT technology to instrument machines in the factory to connect to PLCs and controllers that dictate the automation cycles of equipment, and reaching out to related business systems in the manufacturing environment, such as an MES system or a manufacturing operations management system, to bring all of the relevant information together in one place to make smart decisions about how to best optimize the production schedule, quality of the product, and then taking that digital thread, as some people call it, if you gather up all of this information from the design through the manufacturing, everything that we know about this unit as it was produced, that has tremendous impact on how we can best service that product as it's put into the field and begins its operational lifetime. So IoT has been a transformational technology for us to deploy to help our customers complete that full cycle.
Now, you mentioned manufacturing of the equipment itself. How do you use IoT on a factory production line?
Well, you know, over the last 30 years, there's been a tremendous trend in automating many safety critical and tedious operations in a factory. And this automation has typically been deployed on a work cell basis. So if you're a discrete manufacturing means we're building stuff as opposed to transforming stuff. So process manufacturing would be, say, making cornflakes or soda, snack beverages, or oil and gas refineries. Discrete manufacturing means we're making widgets. So if you're making widgets, you organize your factory in production lines, and the production line may have a work cell. And a work cell might have classically used a human operator to pull a lever or insert some widget inside of another widget. Over the last 30 years, we've deployed robotics technology and other automation technology that programs how those rote activities should happen. But they've been little stovepipes within the manufacturing floor. Industry 4.0 is a term being broadly used as this next cycle of industrial innovation. We had the Industrial Revolutions 1, 2, and 3, number 3 being this use of automation and computerization. Industry 4.0 would be bringing all of these things together to optimize the entire production. So that often means gathering information from controllers that are controlling CNC machines and robots, sensors that are on conveyor belts and environmental areas to measure temperature and humidity, and make determinations about the best combination of work scheduling, deployment of human personnel, and looking at the environmental forces and status utilization of the machinery being used in the manufacturing process to optimize the uptime of that machinery and optimize the use of the machinery.
I'm wondering if you might have a customer scenario to share with us about success of your product in the field.
You bet. We have a couple. There are two main categories of use cases that we see for industrial IoT. So I'll explain those really briefly so that you understand the examples in that context. Many of our product manufacturing customers develop and produce high complexity, high value assets. So think about an MRI machine used in the clinic. Think about an industrial air mover used in a manufacturing environment. Or think about a giant hydraulic pump that's used in a wastewater management facility or in an oil refinery. So those manufacturers often sell service contracts to their customers who are using those products. And the service contract says, we'll come in and fix the stuff when it breaks. Great. So the historical way of doing that was the stuff would break, and then the customer would call the manufacturer, call the service team, say, yo, my stuff's broken. Some dude would get in a truck, go roll out to the facility, assess the situation, go back, get the parts, come back the next day and fix the stuff. That whole category of the product manufacturer who's looking to use IoT so that their products, the experience of using their product is better for their customer. We'll call that building a smart, connected product. wasn't connected before, so we had to send people out to fix it. Now it's connected, we can know things about the product's usage and give alerts for improper use. We can predict using machine learning and other analytics technologies when the product may fail, and we can make suggestions about how it should be optimized. So in that former category, smart connected products, we have some really exciting customer wins together with Microsoft. ThingWorks works very well on the Microsoft Azure platform. And we've formed a very strategic partnership between Microsoft and PTC to further that combination. So Colfax is an example here. Colfax is a diversified industrial technology company. They've got several divisions of product lines, but just a sampling of their products include their Howden division. And Howden manufactures precision gas and air handling units. Think about really giant industrial strength fans. Howden has used ThingWorks and Azure, including but not limited to Azure IoT, IoT Hub, and IoT Edge, and related services, to do kind of the smart connected product remote service use case that I previously described. So Howden's customers now benefit from predictive and prescriptive analytics used in conjunction with these newly connected machines. So Howden's service team can better service the industrial fans because they know when a failure event may occur in the future due to the instrumentation of the products with IoT and the deployment of machine learning technology that can sense patterns that a human being could never come up with the formula by hand.
That senses patterns of possible failure before they happen so you can get to them ahead of time.
That's right. So the way I like to describe when machine learning is best utilized in these kinds of circumstances is if there are operators or maintenance personnel who are familiar with a class of equipment. So you've got the machine whisperer guy, right? I know by the sound of that fan, something's going to happen pretty soon. Maybe those people also have a heuristic in mind. So I know if we can measure the fan speed or detect the vibration, and the vibration is over this number of G's in the X direction, then we know that that typically leads to a failure. That's great. That's a rule. So your IoT platform should have a very easy way for people who know that magic number to dial it in so that they get a proactive alert. That's fine. It's when there is a confluence of information. It might be multiple status indicators, multiple environmental conditions, humidity levels over a certain period of time, operating temperature above a certain threshold for a certain period of time, the number of hours that the last technician who touched the equipment received in training. All of these factors are too complex for a human to dictate the formula. That's the perfect job for machine learning. A machine learning engine and a properly trained algorithm can take in that big data stream and find the patterns automatically.
I was going to say that PTC ThingWorks falls into a relatively new category of industrial software systems, which is the industrial IoT platforms. The way we look at these platforms is that industrial IoT platforms are built on top of a general purpose cloud like Azure, that of course has services for analytics and IoT to support the platform. But then these IoT platforms like PTC ThingWorks are used to build IoT solutions. And the solutions are the ones that end users actually use to extract actionable insight out of IoT data. So these platforms have a kind of rapid development tools, if you will, among many other things like the UI development, and they take care of a lot of the connectivity issues. I mean, PTC, before ThingWorks acquired Kepware, that had all the nasty sausage making, if you will, to connect to devices and handle with different protocols and so forth. And then these platforms also do visualization, allow people to define rules, and also have pre-built solutions that can be used as a starting point for your end solution with a few with configuration. So that's where we see. And the importance of these platforms is that for most manufacturers, it's probably not practical to think I'm going to develop my own IoT solution on top of a cloud directly. So they will get much faster time to value using an IoT platform such as PTCs.
You bet. Very well stated, Diego. You know, I think this is an important point also, that the way that our partnership between Microsoft and PTC has unfolded is we've really found that these product manufacturing enterprises, they have a strong desire to optimize the way that products are used and the way that they produce their products. And there's clearly a role to be played by IoT and analytics. However, these enterprises do not have teams of cloud architects and data scientists. So the Azure cloud and related tools from Microsoft are extremely capable, sharp tools for experts to get amazing things done. And so if the market of industrial IoT was mature to a state of, say, CRM, it would be very straightforward for a solution provider to say there's a one-stop shop solution for industrial IoT. We've got all the knobs and dials. You don't have to do any software development. It's all pre-built. Just configure your way to using the solution. This is the case today for CRM. There's accounts, there are leads, you've got support tickets and so forth. So we understand that. No one would expect they're going to build their own CRM system. You'd use Microsoft Dynamics or Salesforce.com, right? In industrial IoT, the settings in which these innovations can be applied are so varied, and each manufacturing plant, each product is a unique snowflake. So we need to bridge the gap between custom development with sharp tools and a complete turnkey solution. Our approach at PTC has been the ThingWorx platform. It is an easier to use set of tools, does not require deep expertise in computer science, data scientists, or 10-year software architects, but can be appreciated by such folks. But it allows these manufacturers to design what they need for their solution, taking advantage of the power of the Azure technology underneath. And over the top, we've started to layer some pre-built solutions that take advantage of the experience that we've had in rolling out this platform to many customers. Over time, that layer of this complete solution will get fatter and richer. We'll have a much broader market that we can address together.
So, Joe, I think it's interesting for the topic of this podcast and this discussion to bring up the strategic partnership PTC and Rockwell Automation announced back in June. Could you tell us a little bit about it and what it means for industrial IoT ecosystem?
Yeah, you bet. We're very excited about the Rockwell Automation partnership, as you can expect. So think about, you know, two ends of a spectrum. On one end, there's a company that very deeply understands how products are designed and come into creation. That would be PTC, right? We help our customers design, manage the design process, and now with IoT, we can help them connect their products. On the other end of the spectrum is Rockwell Automation, who very deeply understands how to instrument a factory with programmable logic controllers, componentry that goes into industrial machinery used in production, like variable frequency drives and so forth, and also understands the business of software that manages the manufacturing process. So as PTC has learned much more through our IoT journey in helping our product manufacturers, we've learned much more about what it takes for a customer to be successful in their manufacturing operations. Rockwell has equally become much more experienced with the business of developing software that serves that same market. So the partnership is sort of like these two ends of the spectrum meeting in the middle, helping each other. At the end of the day, it's really all about bringing better value to customers. We truly believe that. And the Rockwell team now has the full experience of PTC team and the ThingWorx platform, and vice versa. So we're very excited about how we can best serve this manufacturing segment together.
It is very exciting.
We touched on this just a little bit, but I'm wondering if any of the Azure services or capabilities stand out to you as you've built out ThingWorks.
Yeah, you bet. So first of all, my experience before PTC was with a company called Exceda. And for about 7 years, I worked as chief architect of Exceda, which was a remote solution platform, remote service platform. So we were totally focused on this idea of helping product manufacturers remotely connect to their machines so that they could remotely diagnose. So as chief architect of Exceda, before Exceda was acquired by PTC and I joined the PTC team, I was knee-deep in building a scalable architecture for connecting to millions of machines and receiving high volumes of data in the form of IoT messages through these millions of connections. Let me tell you, that's a hard job.
So that's a kind of a homegrown internal cloud?
Doing it homegrown because it was before there was an Azure IoT Hub. So nothing was available. We had to build it ourselves. So when Azure IoT Hub launched, I was extremely relieved. We had a very robust system at PTC that we had developed over, with much blood, sweat, and tears. And we were proud of what we had accomplished. But when we saw that Microsoft had put focus on this area, we decided to go all in with Azure IoT Hub. So today, ThingWorks on Azure takes advantage of IoT Hub, IoT Edge, and other very related Azure services, such as, of course, compute and storage, but also Azure SQL and other storage options in the Azure stack. So it's really helped us catapult our differentiation, which is understanding the nature of the design of the products and helping our product manufacturers get quick value from this high technology. It's let us focus on that stuff while we've got our partner Microsoft helping us with the infrastructure and those very, very, very important characteristics of scale and security for device communications. Ideally, I wouldn't even say ideally, theoretically, they wouldn't need to know it. But we love to talk about it. First of all, we're excited about the partnership. Our customers are very interested in how we can best utilize their Azure investment. Many of these enterprises have already gone all in with Microsoft as their cloud provider. And so hearing that the ThingWorks platform fully utilizes Azure, and by the way, that really awesome Azure IoT service that you hear about, yeah, we use that. ThingWorks has clicked into that. Streaming analytics, Azure Cosmos DB, these very high value platform services in Azure, customers are interested in using them. They just might not have the internal expertise to wield them themselves directly. So the ThingWorks as the buffer between those sharp tools has been a very winning combination.
One more question for you, and that is, what technologies do you see coming down the pike that get you excited and amped up?
Wow. So technologies across the board or Microsoft specific?
Let's go across the board.
Manufacturing, yeah.
Yeah. That's a great idea, Diego. So let's start in manufacturing. One of the things that I think is really going to help this Industry 4.0 vision come to fruition is taking advantage of the programmable logic controllers used as the link between automating a machine and actuating the machine. These PLCs currently don't really understand IoT. And so we're deploying additional gateway computers and other forms of edge computing into the factory and learning how to help those PLCs interoperate with this new breed of IoT gateways. An exciting development that I see, which has already started in many of the PLC manufacturers, Rockwell being one of them, is the convergence of the PLC and the IoT gateway. So one brain that understands how to coordinate with a cloud-based system, how to coordinate with manufacturing execution systems, and yes, how to actuate the machine. So that gap is closing, and that's very exciting to me. You could only get excited if you had spent a lot of time perhaps on a manufacturing floor. But trust me, that is an important development. And then broadening out into the wider technology macro sphere, AI, obviously. So I'm a computer scientist, and I lived through the 1990s when we were in, I forget which AI winter that was, still the first or maybe the second. I was always quite disappointed at how AI was sort of stuck in the mud. It's been so exciting these last several years, particularly with the advance of GPUs and how we figured out that GPUs are actually really good at doing vector math, which is what much AI is based on. So the rapid evolution of AI is extremely exciting. Now, I know most people say that, but I'm most excited about it because we have an idea, actually a very well-informed idea, that machine learning in particular can profoundly impact the way that we service and manage the machinery, again, that machinery that is part of the most important operations in the world. So AI and the convergence of technology in manufacturing operations is what I'm most excited about.
With that, we're about out of time. Joe, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. This has been an incredibly enlightening episode for me. And Diego, thank you very much, too.
No, thank you, David, and thank you, Joe, for your insights today, and also PTC for your partnership. We appreciate it very much, and we are excited to be working together on IoT.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun, and you guys were great.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Microsoft Industry Experiences Team podcast, the show that explores how industry experts are transforming businesses with Azure. Visit our team at aka.ms/indxp. And don't forget to join us for our next episode.